The senators and representatives shall receive a compensation for their services, to be ascertained by law and paid out of the Treasury of the United States. They shall in all cases, except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses, and in going to and returning from the same. And for any speech or debate in either house, they shall not be questioned in any other place. No senator or representative shall, during the time for which he was elected, be appointed to any civil office under the authority of the United States, which shall have been created, or the emoluments whereof shall have been increased during such time. And no person holding any office under the United States shall be a member of either house during his continuance in office. U.S. Constitution, First Amendment, 1788. Although the framers debated whether to include a Bill of Rights in the original Constitution, the right to free speech was not enshrined in the document until 1791, after the first Congress passed and 10 states ratified the Bill of Rights, a series of 10 amendments to the Constitution. The right to free speech is protected in the First Amendment alongside the related rights of assembly, petition, press, and religion. Although the amendment is structured to specifically limit laws that Congress can make, after the passage of the 14th Amendment, the court has now ruled this limit extends to state and local government as well. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. On Liberty, by John Stuart Mill, 1859. In this excerpt from On Liberty, John Stuart Mill, a highly influential 19th century English philosopher, argues that democratic states must provide robust protections for free speech. As you will see, Mill argues that free speech remains essential to maintaining legitimate public discourse. Moreover, Mill assumes that a right side exists within even polarized political debates. As a result, rather than undermining the truth, free speech enables citizens to independently discover and reinforce the right solution to any contentious issue facing their community. As you listen, consider why Mill's predictions for the consequences of unrestricted speech might or might not unfold in a culture or political system with the robust free speech protections that he recommends. Mill also argues that when actions harm others, those actions should be criminalized. But does this stance extend to speech? Can speech itself cause harm? Published in 1859, On Liberty would exert a profound influence over one of the most important jurists in American history, Oliver Wendell Holmes. Chapter 1, Introductory. The object of this essay is to assert one very simple principle, as entitled to govern absolutely the dealings of society with the individual in the way of compulsion and control. Whether the means used be physical force in the form of legal penalties or the moral coercion of public opinion, that principle is that the sole end for which mankind are warranted, individually or collectively, in interfering with the liberty of action of any of their number, is self-protection. That the only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of a civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others. His own good, either physical or moral, is not a sufficient warrant. He cannot rightfully be compelled to do or forbear because it will be better for him to do so, because it will make him happier, because, in the opinions of others, to do so would be wise or even right.